May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I think about Jesus sometimes. I think about the fact that Jesus, it says about him that he has wild eyes. Verse 14 of chapter 1, Revelation. And his head and his hair were white as wool, like snow. And his eyes were like a flame of fire. Remember again, the book of the Revelation, the word revelation is unveiling. He said it's the revelation, the unveiling of Jesus Christ. And you can get so hung up in the end time things and trying to figure all that out. And there's been gazillion books from about gazillion different opinions. And I think the Lord humorously allows that to happen because nobody's got it figured out. But Westerners particularly think they figure out everything. That's why only Westerners have systematic theology. Like you can systematically explain God in his ways. But more than anything else, though it does say about end time things, it's an unveiling of the person of Jesus. If you go back and look at the book of Revelation in that light, it'll change your life. And one of the things it says about Jesus is that his eyes are like wild eyes, eyes of fire. Isn't the fire of judgment? It's just the fire of the wild love of God, the extraordinary love of God. And when you look into those eyes spiritually, it's transforming. There's this, we looked at yesterday, this passage of Scripture. It's just so amazing, from 1 John chapter 4. And if you get the one thing devotional, and if you have read it or if you read it later, it speaks more about this. But it says in verse 18 that there is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear. He talks about our being perfected in the love of God, but he refers to God's love as perfect love. So I spent a lot of time this morning just trying to hear the Holy Spirit and about this whole thing again. So I looked up the word perfect. And the word perfect is something that's very measurable. It's measurable to the exact nature, something that's complete and exact in detail. That's perfect. So that very idea of something being perfect, from our understanding, is that there are measurables, and this tops out all the measurables. Everything you're looking for that can be measured by, this is it. It's complete. It's exact. Nothing's missing. But the truth is that God's love for us can't be measured at all. And the wild eyes of Jesus tells us there's something wild about the love of God. He even said that his plan for our redemption to people who think they can figure out God is foolishness. That he would step out of eternity into time and come and die for us is foolishness. Who would do that? God, meaning who would do such a thing? And so then I looked up the word wild. And I'm reading this book that talks about God's wild love. And so I just looked at this word wild, and it carried two ideas. One is, like, if you think about things that are wild in nature, animals or plants, it's something that human beings have no control over and provide no care for. And I thought about that. I said, Lord, that's true, that human beings, including you, have no control about how much he loves you. He may be displeased with your actions, but he has set his love on you. And you, or somebody else's opinions about you, or their words to God about you, can't change one thing, doesn't alter him one bit of how he thinks about you and how he feels about you, period. But the second definition for wild describes like behavior. And it's words like uncivilized, unruly, beyond boundaries, breaking all regulations. Unruly means there's no rules to it. You know, turbulently passionate was one of the descriptions of the word wild. And I thought, that's exactly how God loves us, with a kind of turbulent passion that has no boundaries, it has no rules. It's immeasurable. And so God's idea of perfect when describing his love, and don't ever forget that God is love, is totally the opposite of our understanding what the word perfect means. To God, perfect love can't be measured. Perfect love makes no sense. Perfect love is wild in expression and feeling and thoughts. Perfect love is unalterable, unending, unearnable, untamable. I love this. It's uncivilized. Because civilization has to do with order and government. We can't govern his love. It's impossible. I thought, God, thank you that you love us that way. And if you remember what we talked about yesterday, we grow God's love is perfected in us when we begin to grow in absolute confidence in the wild love of God. But if we think like people, we think it's measurable, then we'll always come to the conclusion that I've done something or said something or somebody's influenced him somehow in their conversation with me that's caused his love towards me to be influenced and altered. It's not possible. God's idea of perfect is totally opposite of our idea of perfect. Then I was thinking this. I think a lot of Christians, they kind of can grasp a little bit the love of Christ that he has for us, but they struggle with, well, what is a father? I mean, he's kind of distant, right? I mean, he's the father, so he's older, sort of looks different, sort of sits in a chair. There's a calm thing about him. And there's like a settled, he loves us, but Jesus was the crazy one. Let me just remind you of something. And because many people have a lot of brokenness in their life because they didn't have a very healthy relationship with their father. Their father didn't express love very well. So they have a warped concept of the Father. This is what it says about Jesus. Verse 3 of chapter 1 of Hebrews. And he is the radiance of his glory, the Father's. An exact representation of his nature. He is the radiance of his glory, an exact representation of his nature. John chapter 14. Jesus says this in verse 7. If you had known me, you would have known my Father. And then he goes on and says other things. Jesus said, you want to know what the Father's like? He's just like me. He behaves just like I do. He thinks just like I do. He feels just like I do. I've made him known. That's what Christ came to do. The Jews thought that God was unapproachable, all about condemning. And Jesus came and revealed the heart of the Father. He said, the Father and I are one. Listen to this verse. John 15. He says, just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. What is he saying there? Jesus carried the Father. Jesus said, I only do those things I see the Father doing. Everything he did was an expression of the Father's love. I only say those things I hear the Father saying. I'm the exact representation of him. And Jesus said, just like the Father's loved me, I've loved you with that same love. Because I carry his love. I carry his presence. And the point being is that the Father loves you and Jesus loves you the exact same way. When you see the fire in Jesus' eyes, it's just a reflection of the fire in the Father's eyes. And I don't know what kind of dad you had. Let me tell you about your Abba. He loves you with a wild love. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He's crazy too. What Jesus did on the cross is what the Father is. That's the Father's heart. The bruising and the beating and all the stuff that he went through, the humiliation, that's the Father. Your Father loves you with a wild, crazy, unhindered, unrestricted, inexplainable, unmeasured love. That's an awesome thing. You know, to be able to get up in my Father's lap and to see his eyes, wild eyes, and to know God loves me this way. They're one being. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.